Tom and Craig here with another episode of the Great Decade of the 60s. We have a fun topic today. Remember those wonderful toys and playthings we interacted with every day? Now, those same things are back and considered dangerous.
You're right, Craig? Tom, you are so correct. And I have firsthand knowledge on this first one. Have you ever burned yourself while playing with one of those cool wood-burning sets? I did.
Every time.
I have a timer, too. And nothing serious, but they had loads of neat patterns that you could trace with a wood burner, very similar to a soldering iron that burns into wood. So it made a nice design, and I felt really creative. It was one of the creative things I could do. It was a great project everyone loved, and some are even around yet today, I guess. So.
Oh, yeah, and the hobby shops. And,
yeah, right. And
they're
yeah.
great. Oh, how I like this one. Creepy crawlers. Remember those from 1964?
Oh, yeah.
It involved hot plastic goop poured into a metal mold, heated up on a hot plate, and then removed when it was cool. It was the neatest creepy crawler plastic things that you could play with. Always hanging around the house, spiders. Remember those
yep.
lizards,
oh, yeah. yep.
snakes? Oh, how about the scorpions and a cast of others? Cast. Get that casting.
Yep.
Well, how about, oh, Craig, how about this one? Lawn jarts with sharp points. I still have a set today.
Yeah.
But now they've modified them to put no points on them. Craig, tell us your experience with lawn jarts and how it affected you.
Well, yeah, I do have, again, firsthand knowledge on this lawn jart. We were at a friend of ours, Bill's house, for one of his summer getaways.
Bill still talks about this today.
Yeah, and we had a little contest going with some of our friends. And I'll tell you what, the experience I learned about lawn jarts is you have to pay attention at all times because, lo and behold, our friend Chris had thrown a lawn jart, and the idea was to get it in the circle tube. But instead, it ended up in my midsection.
Can you be more specific?
Well, no, I mean, it was in my midsection,
yeah.
and I didn't have to go to North Memorial, thankfully, but it was one of life's little learning experiences regarding paying attention, especially when people are playing lawn jarts.
Wow.
Need I say any more?
And you know, I went to a vintage shop. They call them vintage shops.
Yeah.
Not antique shops like us. But I went and looked at the box of those jarts. $60 today. What a deal, huh, Craig?
Oh, boy. Unbelievable. And those are the sharp ones.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. Okay.
Nothing like it. Hey, all the homemakers can remember this one. It's the Little Lady Stove. Dangerous because it heats up to 500 degrees.
Oh, my.
And yeah, that was a toy. Bake for real. Along with the type of the toy was the Easy Bake Oven. You remember that one?
Yeah, right.
And it would heat and yet had problems with the door pinching your little fingers, just like Mom.
Yeah, and remember we talked about this in one of our other podcasts is my neighbor Wendy, my favorite neighbor, would bake little things in that Easy Bake Oven, and little Craigie would go over and just stuff his face with whatever she'd bake. But it's scary to think that those ovens actually did heat up to 500 degrees. That's quite a play toy right there.
Oh, yeah.
How about one of our favorites, the Whammo Water Wiggle?
Got to watch how you say that.
Right. Whammo Water Wiggle. Remember this one? You hook it to the end of the garden hose, and you watch it go wild. The original one on the end was made with metal, okay? So you get this metal piece flying all over. I don't think I had one. Otherwise, I'd probably have gotten the bad end of that. And it chases you all over the yard. So you take off, and supposedly the water wiggle will chase you. Don't let it catch you. It could knock you out. Unbelievably wild and bit dangerous. So the metal end was finally replaced to make it more safe with a plastic one. No harm with the plastic as far as we know. Yeah.
Wow. Well, you'd like this one. It's called, very similar, it's called the Swing Wing. Hmm. Sounds dangerous, huh?
Right.
It's a toy that you put on a rope or a piece of rubber that is attached to around your head, and you swing it around your neck. And if you were good at it, it would be really cool. If you were good at it, it could knock your head off.
Well, yeah. Obviously, I never had the swing wing because I probably wouldn't be here today.
Probably couldn't find
it. How about this one? A tasty treat that you could cook them up yourself. They're called the Luscious Limbs.
Mm.
You have a mold that created body parts, and of course, you could eat them. Tasty, huh? Not really. Okay, how about this? I think everybody had a bow and arrow set.
Mm, yeah.
As many still do today, but if the rubber tips comes off the arrow, it could be kind of dangerous, but it certainly didn't prevent me from using my bow and arrow.
No.
And you know, one of your siblings would shoot you right when the tip came off. So something I had not heard of much is kind of a catchy name. It was called the Super Elastic Bubble Plastic. So that was kind of a dangerous toy back then. Here's a good one. The Blow Glass Set.
Oh, man.
Now, that would not enter my house. I know that. So what you do is you actually heat the glass and blow certain objects, something you don't want to inhale or knock over, or it could burn down your house. Boy, I can't believe those were out in our day, but wow.
Oh, here's something that everybody has had, and they're still around today, but they're really vintage. Six finger. It's called six finger. It's a mysterious spy gadget. Remember that? You provided it on your sixth finger. This finger is very important to your mission, and should you accept it, inside that sixth finger, next to your fifth finger and extra fingers, you'd receive things like a hidden secret pen.
Ooh,
a message missile.
Yeah.
And a cap bomb. The cap bomb had serious firepower in it.
No wonder it's not around anymore.
Yep. Oh, this one. How about clacker balls? Remember that one?
Yeah, I think.
Powdered, covered globes that would pop on contact. Dangerous? Yeah, especially when the kids mistakenly ate them.
Oh, my.
Sometimes that would help, too.
Well, and I had a great appetite, but I'm not sure that's one that fell into my realm, but
clacker balls.
Yeah, how about released in 65 by Wham-O, a big toy maker, was a toy called the Air Blaster, one that shot compressed air up to 30 or 40 feet. It was like an air rifle, but shot a lot farther, and sometimes the Air Blaster came with a electronic gorilla target and would shoot like something we'd never seen before. However, when kids shot too close to their friends, the ears could cause damage. So in addition, with some stuffed things down the barrel and shot, it became a dangerous weapon and was taken off the market. And I thought BB guns were bad.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Yeah, yeah. Here's another popular toy. It gives you, they could give you some burns. It's vacuum form fun mold.
Hmm.
It could get you anything from molded cars to boats to airplanes. That sounds like a neat deal, too. Interesting one was the Fuzzy Wuzzy Soap. Okay. A bathtub soap that was shaped like an animal, usually a bear. Remember Fuzzy Wuzzy?
Fuzzy Wuzzy Soap, Fuzzy Wuzzy, yeah, kind of.
Okay, we'll go. And when it came in a plastic airtight container, it exposed to air, it would grow hair and made through by an aerosol company. I could use something
so
like that.
So what was
today.
So dangerous about that?
I don't know.
The exploding hair or what?
Do you remember the poem of Fuzzy Wuzzy? Okay.
Go ahead.
Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Wasn't very fuzzy, was he? Do you remember that? Oh.
Until you opened the container and the hair grew. Okay.
That happened. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, here's another one. Chemistry sets.
Yep. I had one.
With burners.
Yeah.
What need we say more? Chemistry sets are popular today, but a little more tame and without Bunsen burners.
Yeah, I love this one, the belt buckle gun.
Oh, yeah.
It was a buckle that you wore around your waist, and you would move a certain way.
Oh, yeah.
And a small gun would pop out and shoot a cap. Really cool. Would love to have one now and put around our waist, but it'd be going off all the time. Caps were really popular, but not outlawed, but they'd scare everybody.
Yeah.
And No one from the 60s could forget Flubber.
Oh, great.
Remember that? Stretchy goop that you played with. However, this stuff soon was taken off the market because it caused rashes. And that started all the way in the West Coast. So I don't know what those people had wrong with them. But anyway, so Flubber was came and gone.
Yeah. How about this one? I love this one. It's called Shrinky Dinks. Remember those? You can really have a creative with this toy. You can create them, color them, bake them. They shrink, but you don't want to get burned, and you want to be careful. Sometimes they were put in the oven, and Shrinky Dinks, I love those.
Okay, how about these were kind of homemade. They're rubber band shooters.
Yeah, I think that's kind of marginal. But
yeah, and, you know, I have to pick them up for my grandkids to try a few times. They've already tried them. And I get in the middle of those rubber band fights. They still sting. No harm is done, but it was a great time. But again, kids once in a while would try and sneak them into school. Homemade rubber band shooters. How about this one? I had a couple of these. The water rocket. I've seen them around today still. These would be filled with water by using a pump.
Oh, I love
this. Came with the
one.
Rocket.
Yeah.
You pumped it up. Somehow, it had a release button. It went straight up and probably go at least 30 to 45 feet up in the air. I love this water rocket. I'm sure they're around today, as some of these other toys, new and improved, safely improved.
And those are, I mean, those were really, that was a fun, I love those.
Oh,
and,
I know.
You know, you'd save your money up and get one of those. How would you remember the snap bracelets? These bracelets are made up to be flexible enough to snap around your wrist. Pretty neat. However, the original snap bracelets were made of metal, and when you snap them on your wrist, you could cause bruises, cuts, and that type of thing. Later, they were replaced by plastic and soft metal.
Oh, yeah.
How about a 1968 board game called Swack? It was brought into the market, a game not real dangerous, but it tested your nerves. The board was partly made like a giant mouse trap.
Oh, yeah, Swack. Yep.
Yep. You get to take the cheese from the trap without going off, if you dare. And if you got one of those, it's a great family game. Great. One more that relates to Swack was my grandkids loved this game was Pie Face, a game that puts you on a timer. And if you lose, you get a pie in the face, just like whipped cream. We had this a few Christmases ago.
Oh, yeah.
And the kids had the most fun with this. I actually liked it when they put banana cream pie in the film.
Love
that
it.
That was great.
Yeah.
Oh, here's another one, an interesting one that I just ran into in a vintage shop. And it's called, it isn't dangerous, but it was really neat. It's called Tickle Bee. Okay. Do you remember that? You
go kind with, of with a, remember it, but
you go yeah. with a magnet around, and it's Tickle Bee. Well, what it says on the box, it says, the little bee that seems alive, as you tickle him from flower to hive, he wiggles and jiggles and scoots along. Oh, watch out. He'll sting you if you tickle him wrong.
Oh, wow.
Don't want a tickle bee.
Kind of sounds like you. Yeah, anyway.
Okay.
Okay, those are interesting games, gadgets that have come out of the 60s. A lot of those, as we tried to describe, were considered dangerous by today's standard. Most of us 55-plus people lived through it. We made it.
We all did.
Yeah, right. Now, if you listeners have any fond memories of the 60s you'd like to share with us, you just go to livinginthe60s@myyahoo.com, and we know you've had good times tucked in your mind, so share them with us. Maybe some of these games triggered some memories for you. Don't forget, you can catch up on past episodes. They're sitting right there for you to listen to, and we have a lot more coming, so look for new 60s memories coming out all the time. Until then, from Living in the 60s, Tom and Craig, some of the best memories are of the good old days.
They are.